Ready to lather up. We're diving into the world of handcrafted stone today.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah. We're checking out Elemental Blue,
Huh?
a woman-owned business based in Columbus, Ohio.
Nice. I like him already.
Right. They're all about natural and luxurious skincare.
I'm all about
I too.
that.
Who isn't? They've got these amazing soaps and bath products, even moisturizers.
So they've got the whole shebang.
They do. And it's all about natural ingredients and really appealing scents, which is like not always easy to find, you know?
Totally. You usually get one or the other, natural, but then the smell. Or it smells divine, but it's loaded with chemicals.
Exactly. But these guys, they're doing both. And that's actually a big part of their story.
Tell me more.
So the founder, Angie,
Yeah.
she had like super dry, itchy skin. The worst, am I right?
The struggle is real.
Ugh, tell me about it. And she was trying all these commercial soaps, you know, the usual suspects,
Yeah.
but they were just too harsh, made it worse.
Makes sense. Those soaps can be brutal. All that lather often just means they're stripping away your skin's natural oils.
Recipe for dryness and irritation right there.
It's crazy how often what we think is good for our skin is actually the opposite.
It's true. Marketing has us all messed up sometimes.
For real. Anyway, Angie, she tried a bunch of natural soaps too, hoping for a miracle.
Yeah.
And don't get me wrong, they were gentler, but they're also kind of all boring.
Missing that oomph.
Totally. Where's the fun in that? And Angie, she loves a good fragrance, so she was like, I'm gonna figure this out
I
myself.
love that. A true DIY queen.
Right. And she did mess around, started experimenting with all these different oils, butters, you name it.
And of course, phthalate-free fragrances. Had to have those gorgeous scents.
Smart move. People are way more conscious of what they're putting on their bodies these days, especially fragrances.
It's a big deal. And Angie was ahead of the curve on that one. So she's creating these amazing soaps. But then she's like, why stop there?
Hold up, there's more.
Oh, yeah, she's just getting started. She expands into bath bombs, sugar scrubs, the works, all natural, all amazing scents.
I'm not surprised. It's like once you experience those high-quality small batch products, there's no going back.
Right, you're hooked.
Totally hooked. It's like discovering a whole new world of self-care.
Speaking of hooked, let's talk about some of these customer favorite products. See if we can't tempt our listeners a little. You know, help them find their new obsession.
Oh, I'm ready to enable some serious self-care. Lay it on me.
Okay. How about the Oakville soap? Have you seen the reviews on that one?
Oakville. Yeah, that one rings a bell. It's got that really unique scent, right?
Yeah, bamboo and lime. It's so fresh and sophisticated at the same time. I don't even know how to describe it.
That's the thing with handcrafted soaps, right? It's like they can pull off these combos you just wouldn't expect, like bamboo and lime. Who knew? But it works.
It totally works. Okay, another one people are loving is the Northwood soap. Super descriptive name, but for good reason. It literally smells like a walk in the woods.
You know, those earthy, woodsy scents are having a moment right now. I think people are really craving that connection to nature, even if it's just in their shower.
For sure. It's like a little aromatherapy escape, you know? Okay, gotta talk bath bombs. I mean, come on. Classic for a reason. What's Elemental Blue doing with those?
So they've got a whole lineup, of course, but the two everyone seems to be buzzing about are Revive and Sweet Dreams.
Interesting. Sounds like they're going for those different moods.
Yeah.
You know, energizing versus relaxing.
Right. Which makes sense because that's kind of the beauty of a good bath, isn't it? It can be whatever you need it to be.
Totally. And I'm betting the scents are spot on with those. You've got like the citrusy notes for Revive, probably, and then Sweet Dreams, I'm imagining lavender, chamomile, that kind of thing.
Probably. I mean, they definitely seem to know what they're doing when it comes to fragrance.
Okay, but what about the actual, like, effects on your skin, all these natural ingredients, they got to be doing something, right?
Absolutely. Like, take their sugar scrub, for example. A lot of scrubs out there, they can be kind of harsh, you know? Leave your skin feeling raw. But this one, I've heard nothing but good things.
Yeah, one review I read said it left their skin baby soft, but not greasy at all, which is a delicate balance to strike.
Totally, because you want that exfoliation, right? Get rid of all those dead skin cells. But you also don't want to feel like you need another shower afterwards just to get rid of the residue.
Ugh, the worst. Okay, so they're nailing it on the product front, but I think it's really cool how the founder story is woven into the whole brand. you know?
Oh, yeah, we were talking about that before, Angie and her childhood fragrance experiment.
Right. Well, it turns out that was just the beginning for her. Like, she's gone on to do some really interesting things in the industry.
Wait, really? Fill me in.
So get this, she's actually collaborating with some bigger companies now, like helping them develop custom fragrance blends.
Wow, that's huge.
Right. And even partnering on private label products, which honestly speaks volumes. Like, if big companies are coming to her for expertise, you know she's on to something special.
Totally. That's a pretty good endorsement right there.
It really makes you think about, like, the possibilities.
Yeah.
They're not just selling soap, you know?
It's true. It's bigger than that. It's about creating an experience.
Exactly. And it starts with, like, that one product that calls to you.
Right. Like, what are you going to try first? What's on your list?
That's the big question. For me, I'm kind of obsessed with that Northwoods soap.
Oh, the Pine Forest one.
Yes, it just sounds so grounding. Like, I need that in my life.
I feel that. I'm kind of drawn to that Revive bath bomb. I could use a little pep in my step these days.
Oh, for sure. And you know those scents are going to be on point.
Oh, absolutely. I trust them at this point.
Same. It's like they just get it. They understand what makes a good product.
And not just good, but like special.
Yes, it's the perfect word. Special. Because it's not just about, you know, getting clean or whatever.
Right. It's about treating yourself, making those everyday moments feel a little more luxurious.
Exactly. And I think that's what we've really uncovered in this deep dive. It's more than just soap. It's about self-care.
It is. It's about finding those little things that bring you joy. And for a lot of people, that might just be a really nice bar of soap, you know?
Totally. Or a luxurious bath bomb. Or a sugar scrub that makes your skin feel amazing. It's all about finding what works for you.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
So there you have it. Elemental Blue. Handcrafted with care, natural ingredients, and those incredible scents. Definitely worth checking out.
And on that note, we'll wrap things up. Thanks for joining us for another deep dive. Until next time.